from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we go. Hour two of our little show here. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. And now we're going to talk with Mr. Frederick. Okay, I'm going to try. Depke?
Yes.
Is I'm close? Am I close?
Yes, you are right.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show. Well, you are into some interesting work. I'm just gonna call you Frederick. Is that okay?
Yes.
And the German way to say it is what? What's the German way to say it?
My name is Friedrich in Germany.
Yeah, Friedrich, right? We'll just go for yes. Frederick, right? That's what everybody calls you. So, Frederick, you do a facial diagnosis, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, tell us about that work and how you got started with that. So, let's just kind of dig into this. So,
okay. The facial diagnosis is a method to find out minerals the body, the organism of a human needs. And I work with a facial diagnosis that was founded by Dr. Kurt Hicketier. He was a German naturopath, and the first one who mentioned the facial diagnostics was Dr. Wilhelm Schüssler, a homeopathic medical doctor in northern Germany, and he founded a healing method with minerals, and he called it biochemistry. And in the English-speaking world, it's mostly called cell salts.
Schüssler is the fellow that did that. Schüssler.
Yes, Schüssler.
And
the German pronunciation is Schüssler. And and it's a healing method, what is well known all over the world.
And did the cell salts come after Hahnemann's homeopathy?
Yes.
After.
Dr. Schüssler was a homeopathic doctor. He worked with homeopathics first, and after a few years, he noticed that he needs some more things to heal people, to treat them in the right way, and there he found out some minerals, and altogether he had at the beginning 12 minerals. And he started with his healing method 1873. And he had really great success with his healing method. And Dr. Schüssler was influenced by many other famous scientists of his time. It was for example, Jacob Molleschott, a doctor from the Netherlands, or another doctor from Switzerland, from the university in Basel. It was Dr. Gustav von Bunge, and others from the university in another doctor from the university in Berlin, Rudolf Virchow, and another famous doctor, Justus von Liebig. They are also known in the English-speaking world, and they influenced him, and they brought him to take the inorganic minerals for his healing method. And as I mentioned, he had 12 minerals at the beginning, 1873, and he worked until his death in 1898. And in the meantime, around 1887, he changed his systems. He took off one of his mineral salts. It was talc salve. Because he noticed that this is a waste product of metabolism, and it is only found in the bile.
Oh.
And he said Schüssler took only minerals into his healing method. They had to fulfill three purposes. The first purpose every mineral has to do is building up. The minerals are the basic building blocks for the formation of new cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the second purpose is function. The minerals keep all cells operational.
Mm-hmm.
And cell salts are like fuel. And the third purpose is elimination and cleansing, which also includes the detoxification aspect.
Hmm.
And
so he took out, number three in the United States? Number three?
Yes.
The
English-speaking world, it's number three. And he changed his system around 1887. And this is something what never arrived the English-speaking world. Schüssler complained to his about his translators. He said that they didn't translate all the things what changed. So many people don't know what Schüssler really did at the end of his life.
Mm-hmm. So do we know what kind of method Schlesinger was using with patients to help them heal and figuring out which cell salts to use?
Pardon, I didn't understand.
What do you mean? Do we know what method or what was Schlesinger's theory in figuring out our method of how which cell salts to prescribe?
Oh, how Schüssler did it.
Yeah, how Schüssler.
Well, Schüssler did it by the symptoms first,
mm-hmm.
and he used the facial diagnostics.
Oh, he did.
In his book, he mentioned facial diagnostics, but he was not able to describe the facial diagnostic signs in the face, but he gave some hints how to study how to do it in a self study to find out which minerals or which facial diagnostic signs are for which minerals. And Schüssler, you can find it out of his book, and that he also used facial diagnostics.
Uh-huh. And somehow he figured out what part of the face or whatever, and we'll talk about how you what you do, and that it was a shortage or an overabundance of a particular mineral?
I have a bad line now.
Oh, you do?
And can you please repeat it again?
Do you want me to redial you?
Yes, probably. It would be a good idea.
Let's try. I'm into it. Germany is a long way away. If you have a question, 888-663-6382. Probably best to email. So
hello?
How's this? Does this sound any better?
Yes, this sounds better.
Good. So.
Oh, it's really clear now.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. So somehow Schlesinger figured out how the different parts of the face were connected with a shortage of a particular mineral?
No, he didn't describe it. Schüssler didn't give any description about that. He only described the symptoms of the minerals.
The symptoms?
But not only the symptoms, what Schüssler soldier can take at any symptom. But not he didn't describe how to use it with the facial diagnostic. That did Kurt Hickettier.
Kurt Hickettier, yes, you mentioned him.
Yes.
So are those the symptoms of what the patient was presenting?
Yes.
With a different...
or what symptoms he diagnosed.
Right, right.
He did a medical diagnosis.
It's curious with these cell salts that they're just not one individual mineral, but they're a combination. Talk a little bit about that, like calcium fluoride or this or that, cause so, you know, all these different minerals are all combinations.
The minerals are always in a combination, all minerals, all the 11 or 12 minerals are in a combination, all together. And calcium is the, there are, if you take the 12 cell salt system, you have three salts, they are called calcium.
Uh-huh.
And the first one is calcium fluoride, yes. And the second one is calcium phosphor,
uh-huh.
And the third one is calcium salt. That's the cell salt I don't use.
Oh, because Schlichter pulled that one out, number three, the calcium sulfur.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. And he said it was because it was toxic.
No, it's not toxic. It's a waste product.
It's a
waste product of metabolism. And it's only found in the bile.
Oh.
And this mineral doesn't fulfill the three purposes. It's not going to build up anything in the organism. It doesn't make something run. It's not for function, and it's only for elimination or cleansing.
Oh, hence the connection with sulfur, I guess, because sulfur does a lot of cleansing, huh?
Yes, but don't see only the sulfur with calcium, because we have two other minerals with sulfur.
Yeah.
Kali sulfur and nat sulfur.
And Kali is what? Kali is which?
It must be number 7 in the English-speaking world.
Right. And what mineral is that? Kali.
Kalium.
Oh, kalium.
Or it's a potassium.
Oh, it's potassium.
Potassium sulfur.
Yeah, yeah. Friedrich Depke is here, and if you can email a question, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, because of the connection, probably best to email, and I can read the question. Friedrich is not he does very well at English, but he's not like, doesn't speak it every day, do you, Frederick? Mostly.
Yes, you are right.
But you're doing good. No, you're doing good.
I do my best.
You're doing good. Yes, you're doing great. So,
and
go ahead. You were going to say something?
Do you have a question?
No, I do. Yeah, I got lots of questions. Okay, so is it correct that these cell salts are actually helping or teaching the body to uptake these minerals from different sources, food, and not necessarily putting it in through the cell salts itself?
Well, my opinion is a little bit different.
Okay.
How to describe it? The cell salts in the food, they are organically bonded, and they are not free. In water, for example, the minerals are free, and you can the organism can use them if you take it, or if you drink water, or if you have a product like cell source. They are also free. They are not organic bonded. And the minerals have to come into the cells. And I can try to describe it.
Okay.
How this could work. But I must talk about the cells of our organism. I don't know if you know how many cells adult human has.
A lot,
yes. Do you know a number?
Well, is it a trillion or something like that?
It's more.
Yeah.
The organism of an adult human consists of approximately 100 trillion body cells.
100 trillion?
100 trillion, yes. It's a large number. Can you imagine what that means?
It means they all play together nicely, hopefully?
Yes. That would be good.
That'd be good.
Well, if we look at this number, it is a 1 followed by 14 zeros.
Yes.
And in any case, it's a lot. And to get a better idea of the dimension of that number, we should have, we should get an idea. Let's try to compare it to money.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I spend $100, I have a certain idea of the amount and its value. But if I could spend $100 trillion, my ability to imagine the magnitude becomes impossible.
Uh-huh.
How can we get an idea of the magnitude of $100 trillion, though? Let's have a look, for example, at time. Every one of us has an idea how long a second lasts.
Uh-huh.
And now I have a question to you. How long does it last until 100 trillion seconds pass by?
Whoa.
Do you have an idea?
No, 100 trillion seconds? Well, how many seconds are in a day?
100 trillion seconds. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have. I think you have a certain idea how long a second lasts,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's try to do it together.
Okay.
1 minute is 60 seconds.
Yes.
And 1 hour is 3,600 seconds.
Okay, I'm with you.
And 1 day is 86,400 seconds.
And we can divide
and one
that.
Year,
yeah, 1 year.
Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead, 1 year.
1 year. 1 year is 31,536,000 seconds.
31,500,000.
Yes. 31,536,000 seconds.
Yeah.
Let us divide 100 trillion seconds by 31,536,000 seconds.
Okay, I've got my calculator here. I'm doing it right now. 31,536,000, right? I got it. Hold on.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
What's the result?
Whoa.
Are you sitting?
Yeah. Whoa, well, let me see. I can't even see that number. 317,079.
Two.
Yeah, point
isn't
two.
It?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
3-1,
it's
yeah.
It's more than 3.1 million years.
Yeah.
Exactly 3,170,979.2 years.
Yeah. That's what my calculator said.
Pardon?
That's what my calculator said. You're right.
Yes, yes, it's right.
You got the right answer.
We have the same result.
Yeah.
And what does it tell us? Our brain is not able to get an idea of the magnitude of 100 trillion body cells, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
A body cell is usually very tiny and small. In order to see some of the smallest, they have to be enlarged 400 times under a microscope. But our brain can't understand that either. And each cell is formed by a lot of building blocks. And the inorganic Schüssler cell salts are building blocks. That's very important for my message I want to give you.
Yes, so each cell, let's repeat that. So each cell has got these inorganic building blocks in it, right?
Yes.
The cells
are builded by these inorganic building blocks.
Uh-huh.
And a building block of a cell must be smaller than the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Schüssler used the homeopathic dilution method for his cell sorts, to make them smaller so that they can pass the membrane into the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And minerals are insoluble solids. That's why they are diluted by grinding with them with lactose or milk sugar, and the minerals get smaller and smaller with every step of dilution. And Schüssler recommended taking the cell salts in a 1 to 10 dilution. And this is indicated by the letter D. It is always used in Europe. Or in the English-speaking world, it's indicated by the letter X.
Yeah, X.
You know this 6X and so on.
Uh-huh.
And Schüssler took for the cell salts 6X, and for some cell salts 12X. That's the highest potency he took.
So explain the difference between 6X and 12X. Is 12X smaller particles or larger?
Yes.
Smaller.
Yes. Only three minerals are in 12X. That's the first one, calc fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
It's ferrum fourth, the fourth mineral in the English-speaking world.
Uh-huh, number four.
And the last.
Silica.
I don't know how you'd pronounce it. We say silicea.
Silica.
Silicea. Or do you say pronounce it in the same way?
Silica. We say silica. Yeah.
Silica, okay.
Number 12.
Number 12 is silica then.
Yes, sir.
And these three cell salts are in 12X.
12X.
Because there are very solid minerals. And they are, you can mix it in water, in 4X. It's too big and it's too hard. And so Schüssler used 12X for them.
And the rest you use 6X, right?
And all the others are in 6X.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So he never used 30X.
No, not for his minerals. 30X is a homeopathic treatment, not a biochemic treatment anymore.
I see. All right. Yeah, you're getting.
We have still material of the mineral in a dilution of 6X and 12X.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's higher than 23X, you can't find any material in this dilution anymore.
It would be other than physical.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, probably sometimes we'll find another scientific method to find it out, to find something in there. But with the methods, with the measure methods they are used nowadays, it's not possible to find something what's higher than 23x. Mm-hmm.
But at 12x, you still have a physical mineral in there.
Yes, there is still a physical mineral in it. Mm-hmm. And this has to come into the cell, and this is why is a building block for the cells, and is that what keeps the cell in function? And we cannot take so much minerals out of our food, because the minerals in the food are bonded in organic structures, and our metabolism has to break it down. And this is not an easy work.
Really? How could it be set up that we humans have a hard time breaking down just the food? I mean, that doesn't even make sense, does it?
Well, the minerals in this food are important to help the function, the metabolism to work properly.
Right.
They are not to help us. That's not the main thing to help us to fill up. A lack of minerals or a deficiency.
So you're suggesting...
If we have a deficiency in our organism, we have to use free minerals. They are not bounded in, are not bonded in organic structures.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, so I get that.
And we can find it in nature.
Yeah.
We can find it in nature in the water.
In the water.
Yes. There, the minerals are free. They are not bonded.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking...
But we need natural water.
Yeah, you're talking spring water. I mean, just real water.
Yes, spring water, of course.
Right, with minerals
not,
in it.
Not from the tap.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So that's why when people put minerals in their water, it's real important to get the right kind that the body can utilize, right?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
They'd be,
that's right.
They'd be inorganic or organic?
Minerals are always inorganic.
Okay.
Minerals, some people say there's a difference between organic minerals or inorganic minerals, but that's not right. Organic means that it is built by an organism. And everything in the world or in nature what wasn't built by an organism is inorganic. And minerals are always inorganic. They can be organic bonded. You understand what I mean?
I think so.
Can you get a picture?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm working on it now. Okay, keep going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And this is a very important fact to understand how the cell cells work.
Okay.
And food is very important, but not if we have a lack of mineral or deficiency of minerals. We need free minerals. And today, everyone has a lack of minerals because of pollution, environmental pollution, with different poison things, radioactive things, and what else?
And soils, right? Poor soils would be a lack of minerals, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then all the different, I guess, things like GMOs and chemicals and disruptions. I guess that then, that disrupts the different minerals
that
in
the body
as well.
Deficiencies or a greater lack of minerals.
So if we go back to...
The minerals help us to bring all these poison things out of our organism again.
Mm-hmm. So I guess to look at it from a spiritual or a God perspective, it makes sense that before we start messing things up, we had all the minerals, right, with the fruit and whatever we ate, because it was all there. There wasn't a shortage because we didn't have chemicals and whatever, you know. Right? So maybe Schlesinger figured out then back in the 1800s that people needed some because of whatever modern day living was like back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe stress and stuff probably messes with the minerals as well, wouldn't probably? Stress.
Yeah. Well, at former times, it was easier to live. People didn't have so much problems with a deficiency of minerals, and because our environment was okay at that time.
Yes, yes.
But in the meantime, it's worse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, Frederick Depke is here. What is your main website?
My last name?
No, your website.
My website. Oh, pardon. My website is facial
-diagnosis.net. Oh, facial-diagnosis.net. Okay, we'll put that on the show page. Frederick, stay right there. We're going to do a couple commercials, okay?
Yes.
Okay, say, what a nice guy. Isn't this fun? Man, it's like going to school. When you have a teacher that knows what they're talking about. So Frederick mentioned several times this whole thing about water. And boy, this is really the real deal. You know how important it is. So what we recommend you do is to structure your water. So if you can clean it up through a water filter, right? Water filter, or maybe distill it like we do here. And then you can get some good inorganic minerals in there. That really work from Ken Roller or some other place like that. A lot of people have some good ones that the body can absorb. I actually use ocean water in mine. I'm going to ask Frederick if he thinks that's a good idea. I hope he says yes. If not, I'll just change. But anyway, so I put a little ocean water in mine, but the Water Vitalizer Plus from Ken Roller actually has a mineral cube in there, which puts minerals in the water and the kind that the body can absorb, because he's a smart guy. He wouldn't put in there minerals your body couldn't absorb, because Ken Roller's been around the bend a little bit. So if you click on that scalar energy device, and then you click right on there, you see the pretty gold golden pyramid. If you can afford to get one of those, you'll like it. And if you can't, you don't want one of those, maybe consider the scalar energy device. The scalar energy products, and then get yourself a water vitalizer. These are really cool. We use mine every day. We structure it up, and then and you can set it for three different settings, however long you want to do it. So Doodle and I, we structure our water, and it makes a little vortex like a tornado, and it's really cool. And it puts the water into a structure that your body can actually get into the cells, which is what spring water does. Frederick mentioned spring water. That's what spring water does. And it does that by spiraling, coming up out of the earth or coming down a stream. It bangs against rocks and gets structured up there like that. And that's why spring water, if you can get it, is really, 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 really good for you. It's hard to find spring water just out there, but some people do. Daniel Vitalis has talked about it, and David Wolf, and that's why, because it's really cool, if you can find it. But so, other than spring water, we do the best we can to structure up the water, and we think this is a cool way to do it. They're not expensive. Use a coupon code ONERADIO, 10% off to structure your water with the Vitalizer Plus from Ken Rolla, and he's a good guy. Previously with Peter Ragnar, who's a great example of staying young and healthy, we asked him what kinds of things he takes.
Personally, for myself, I look at all of the supplements that help bolster and harmonize my hormones. And, you know, this is both for men and for women. And when you go online, there's so much information about that out there. I heard on one of your advertisements there, Patrick, about the pine pollen. I personally take pine pollen, which I think it's an amazing product, has an amazing effect upon the body.
Peter, it's one of our favorites, too. Pine pollen, any of these are Thrival Links. You have the pine pollen pure potency, pine pollen gold, and if you'd like to get it every month, the auto ship is the best price. Also, Stephen Buhner's book, exclusively on pine pollen, is right there on the site too, Daniel's site, right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. As you know, I talk about it a lot. I just love the product. I took 2 squirts today. Yep. 2 of them. Squirts. And I figured out that if you do 2 droppers every day and you get on the auto ship, that it works out pretty well. By the time you're at the bottom, another one comes in there. And that's the way to get the best price, guys.
I was coming up some kind of weird island, they said you can only have like 1 of your little things, I probably would take that one. I really would. I'd probably take that. I asked that to Daniel one time, and he said he would take the colostrum. Boy, I sure like that one too. Please try this colostrum too. I think you'll really like it. It's a wonderful product. You can put in just warm water, and it's very soothing, and it'll just keep your tummy. And over time, I think it's going to heal up a lot of things. So this is a great organization, Sir Thrival, the colostrum and the pine pollen, and all the other things that Daniel has. Also, we are so blessed to have work with people like Brandon Amalani and Shen Blossom, and there's a link on Shen Blossom. Go on there sometime and look at some of the cool things he has. Just amazing. I don't even know what some of these things are, but you can bet that. And then that if Brandon has these guys on there, that they might really be useful for you. Now, I don't know if you could use everything on here, but if you wanted to try some ginseng, he has real, authentic, the real deal ginseng that's done in traditional way. They use sake. They even do it at certain periods of the moon and all of that. And man, I mean, if you're going to buy ginseng, don't go out and buy some cheap stuff off of Amazon. You don't know what it is and who did it. These are 50-year-old roots, I think. They have a medicinal mushroom formula called Adapt, Reishi formula, Shizandra, goji berry, which is really cool. I love that one. Rice sprouts powder, that's a nice thing to take. This is really a really fine website. And amazing products by Brandon Amalani, Shen Blossom, right on our front page here. Got some different teas. So if you're going to spend some money on these things, might as well know the source, go to a place where they're going to really do it up and give you some superfoods that will you can feel. And they're going to be good for you to take for a long period of time. These are all tonics. You could probably take ginseng every day for the rest of your life. And yeah, you'd be glad you did, probably. Yeah, why not, man? Just they do it. So, great website, Shen Blossom, right on the front page of One Radio Network.
Broadcasting live weekday mornings. This is listener supported One Radio Network. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, talk with a nice gentleman who's been doing facial diagnosis and working with cell salts for many, many years, Frederick Depke. And excuse me on the name, I'm getting as close as I can, but it's facial-diagnosis.com. Really learning a lot here, Frederick. Thanks for being so kind with us and talking to us in a way that we can understand. We appreciate it. Let's see. So we'll get back to the cell salts in a minute, but I'm real curious how you got into the facial diagnosis. And you can really tell which cell salts people need by just sitting there in front of them and looking at them.
Yes, of course.
Oh, of course, he says, of course. Man, I want to do that.
It's quite easy.
Really?
It's quite easy. You can find everything in the face. And the facial diagnostic is a fantastic kind of diagnose to find out the deficiency of minerals, of the Schüssler cell salts.
You can see them. You can see it.
Yes. There are altogether 24 signs and on the skin. And it's really easy to learn for everyone to find out what minerals a man or a woman needs.
Oh, we can actually learn how to do this ourselves and look in the mirror?
Yeah, well, to find it out by ourselves, it's a little bit a problem, because I think everyone has a problem to see oneself in the right way. But we can find out at other people, with your family, your children, and you can help them.
And you have training courses to do this?
Yes.
In English?
Our training courses in Germany, they are in German. But we have a translation, the possibility for translation into English language and into Swedish language.
So you're working on that?
Yes, yes. No, we already did it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And in what form is the training courses? Are they videos?
Well, no videos. We do the training courses with living humans. We don't work with photos. We have to see a person in front of us.
Ah, yeah.
Or you can say we have to see it in the flesh.
That's why you don't even do it by Skype, right? Because I asked you.
I wanted
to do that.
I don't work with photos because photos cannot give a natural rendition.
Uh-huh. And even Skype doesn't work. People have to come to you personally.
No.
Why? What do you miss when you look on Skype camera? What do you miss?
Our world we see is three dimensional, and if I can see you on Skype, that's two dimensional. And this is not enough for a diagnose.
I see.
I really need a person in front of me, and I need required daylight conditions for the facial diagnose.
And are you looking at the color of the skin, the shape of the nose? Well, talk about what do you look at?
There are different signs. Altogether, there are 24 signs. There are colors, kind of colors, or that are shines, gloss, for example. There are structural signs, like wrinkles. They show us a lack of a deficiency
in minerals.
Yes.
It would make sense that it would show up in the face, doesn't it? It just makes sense to me.
Yes. It's really easy.
Huh.
It's easy. And facial diagnostics isn't geared to diagnosing a specific illness, but to diagnosing a deficiency in cell salts.
I see.
And the deficiency can lead to symptoms or illness if the deficiency has existed for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So,
and if the deficiency is eliminated by replenishment, then the illness will not appear.
Give us an example of, just make something up of something you might see in someone who comes to visit you, and how you would prescribe a cell salt and how they use it. Just make something up.
You want me to describe a cell salt, how it works?
Well, kind of. In other words, just make up a fictitious patient who comes to you, and you might see something in their face, and how you prescribe a particular cell salt, and then how they use it.
Well, I don't tell the patients what I see. I just I'm looking for some certain signs, facial diagnostic signs, and then I can see how strong deficiency is, and I can find out which mineral is more important than the other. And this is very important for the patients, to help them in their situation to get healthy again.
Uh-huh. Might they just take one or two, or do they patients normally take many, many of them?
Nowadays, one or two minerals are not enough. You have to take the most have to take four, some have to take five. And today I had a patient, I gave the patient six different minerals.
Six different minerals. And how
yes.
often during the day do they take them?
Well, they take it all over the day. They will begin with the tablets in the morning when they get up, and they will be finished before they go to sleep, before they go to bed.
How often do they...
They have to finish it until the evening. They have to can take it all over the day, like sweets. It's the minerals are mixed with milk sugar, and this tastes a little bit sweet, and... the most like the taste, and
right.
it's not a problem to take them.
But how many...
Like sweeties.
How many little pills do they take each day?
It depends on the deficiency, and it depends on the problems of the patient. It's very different. It can be 40 pills. Well, I don't know how big or how large are the pills in the cell salts.
Well, they're very small, very small.
They're very small.
Yeah.
In Germany or in continental Europe, four tablets is 1 gram of weight. They weigh 1 gram, they are all the same size, and there it can be that they take 30 or 40 tablets a day.
Oh, 30 or 40. Yeah, 1 gram, not sure. A gram is not very much, but a gram, is that like a quarter of a teaspoon of, say, aspirin would be a gram?
No. A tablet is,
Oh, that's right.
1 gram.
Yeah, I think an aspirin tablet is 360 milligrams.
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
260 milligram.
360 for an aspirin? No.
Okay. A biochemical tablet is 250 milligrams.
Oh, okay.
And 200, yeah. And 4 tablets is 1 gram.
1 gram. So your cell salts, they sound like they're bigger than ours, but not sure.
It could be, yes.
Yeah, it could be. But you have people sometimes take 40 a day. Huh. Wow. For how many days?
Until the problems have gone.
Really? You can see it go?
Yes.
In the face?
Sometimes very, very fast. They yeah. can disappear if there are, if there is, well, chronic disease lasts longer. The treatment lasts longer. If there are, how is it, acute?
Acute, yeah.
Disease, it's sometimes very, very fast. If you catch a cold, for example, and then take ferrum fos, 5 or 10 tablets, one after the other, and many people notice a week later when they then they remember, oh, I didn't catch a cold last time.
Oh, and what number is that one they do for colds?
Ferrum fos.
Ferrum fos, that would be 4, right? Number 4.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So at a sign of a cold, you could do, you take, every hour you take a couple?
No, not only every hour, I would do it every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, huh?
Yes.
How many? How many tablets? How
one
many?
Or two.
Huh? Every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
If it's acutely or if it's a severe problem, I take it every minute.
Every minute.
And and then the problems disappear very often.
Well, here's the key question for you. This is the big question of the day, okay?
Yes.
Ready? The big question of the day. So, if we say, okay, well, silica is good for the skin and we need silica, or we need sulfur, or we need calcium, and we need this, and we just take some of these, and we don't know what we're doing.
What do we take?
Okay, so I'm just suggesting somebody has all these cell salts.
Yes.
And they just begin playing around with them. They'll take this one and that one, or they'll take this one. Is that harmful with not knowing what they're doing?
Yes, it's very harmful.
Oh, well, see, there was the key question there. We better know what we're doing. Right?
No, pardon. It was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
It's not harmful.
Oh, good. Well, it made me feel better.
I see it. No, it's not harmful.
Not harmful.
No. Never.
Never. So if the body doesn't need number 12, it's okay to take it because, well, you're not going to hurt yourself by taking it.
No. If you take it and you don't need it, it's not a problem.
Okay. Good. That makes me feel good.
Can manage it. It's in the same way when we drink water.
Yeah.
And in the water there are also the same minerals as in our cell salts.
Right.
And we can drink water, and it doesn't matter if you drink a liter or 2 liters.
Yeah.
And the organism can manage it. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. So this is similar to homeopathy. If you take the wrong homeopathic medicine, it doesn't matter.
Well,
I mean,
I think...
Oh, maybe it could. Maybe it's not a good example. Yeah, because homeopathy... Yeah, okay. So, well, then why wouldn't...
Homeopathy uses generally exogenous substances.
Right.
And in a high concentration, these substances can irritate and destroy cells. And because they are foreign to our body.
Yes.
And they can be poisonous, or in other words, they are not healthy or even dangerous. And in homeopathic concentration, they stimulate cells, and that's the healing aspect of the homeopathy. And... Schüssler cell salts use endogenous substances, and they are body's own building blocks and operating materials.
Mm-hmm.
And They are not poisonous, and they are not harmful, and they don't irritate or stimulate cells. They just satisfy the needs of the cells. And this satiation is the method of healing, and this can never be harmful. And because these are body's own building blocks.
Yeah.
This is the important thing.
Now, in this country, the main producer of these are Highlands. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Highlands?
Yes.
Yeah. Are they pretty... Is that a good brand, do you know?
I never used it.
Never used
it. I can't. Yeah. I don't know.
They've been around for a long, long time. I suspect that they're good. But they have one called Bioplasma that has the 12 cell salts together.
Yes, I saw it.
What do you think of that? Do you think that'd be good to take for us?
I think it's not harmful to take it.
Yeah.
But I never tried it.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're just 3X and 6X, aren't they, for the Bioplasma? Yeah, they're 6X and 3X. So that's good. That's good. So if one wanted to take the Bioplasma and to experiment, and if you said it couldn't be harmful, so what could it hurt? Do you have any idea how many they would take in a day?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. I didn't try it before, so I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. No.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. You want to take some?
I use only the single cell salts, and I mix them together. I make an individual therapy for everyone.
I see.
And to take a mixture of all minerals, it's not individual. This can be helpful, but at some times it's better to take one or two minerals in a higher dosage.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I just do it with my facial diagnosis.
Right. Okay. Here's an email that wants to know, has cell salts ever helped to clear cataracts?
Yes. I know some patients where it helped. I had 3 or 4 patients. It worked with that, with cataract.
Was it just one, or was it a mixture of different ones?
Different ones, yes.
Uh-huh. Offhand, do you know which ones they were?
No. It was always, every patient had another mixture. It depends on the personal problems they have.
So it's not a thing where you can look in a book and say, okay, for this, you take number 4, or for this, you can take number 12 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
It's the same.
It's difficult to do
if
that.
It's the same if you want to cook. If you want to cook food and you take a book, And you have a look at it, and you will do it once, and the next time you do it by your own, and if it tasted good, and so it's the same with the therapy with the cell salts. You have to make an individual a treatment for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's an email for you. She says. I would like to give my 6-month-old cell salts, but she's sensitive to dairy. She tends to get ear infections, and she's had runny nose with clear drainage for a couple of months. Any suggestions?
Well, I should see.
You'd like to see your face, right?
The baby. Yeah. It's 6 months old, isn't it?
Yeah, huh?
Yes. I should see it, but I think there is an inflammation. And for inflammations, you can take 3 cell salts. The first one is ferrum fos, number 4. And the second one is Kali Moor, number 5. Hmm. And the third one is number 7, Kali Salt.
For inflammation.
These 3 minerals are for inflammation. So the different stages of inflammation. And this will be... it could be, she could try it,
yeah,
to give it to the baby.
And how, on a little one, how many?
It's 6 months old.
Yeah.
And I would take 2 tablets a day of each.
Just once a day?
Yes, 2 a day.
And adults, they could do more?
For children until 2 years, I would take tablets of each mineral I give.
A couple every day.
Yes.
And then adults, for inflammation, what would they try? What would be the dosage?
Adults, I would take 10 a day.
10 of each.
From each.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 10 of each.
Mm-hmm. Here's a
usually you can say everyone has a deficiency with 4 minerals. That's number 2, calcium. Number 5. It's our German number 4. Number 5, Kali Moor, and 7, Kali Salve, and number 8, Magnesium Phos.
Most people are deficient in those.
All people
need
these 4 minerals. All people all over the world.
It
depends whether this is the the reason of this deficiency is the environmental pollution.
Uh-huh. 2, 5, 7, and 8.
2, 5, 7, and 8, yes.
And what would be the dosage and frequency for an adult?
Pardon? I didn't understand
the dosage,
that.
The dosage and the frequency for an adult.
The frequency, okay. The dosage for an adult human is 10 tablets a day from each mineral, and that would be 4 minerals. These 4 minerals makes you can take 2 or 3 tablets out of the mixture, and you can take it every 15 minutes or every half an hour, so that you can will finish it until the evening.
Okay. So if you wanted to split it up, you could do 3, 3, and 4 of each throughout the day.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
And so everybody you say would do well and not couldn't be harmful to do that, 2, 5, 7, and 8.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's never harmful.
Never harmful. That's what we like to hear, Frederick. Never harmful. Never harmful. Wow. Here's a good one for you. All right. George says, my wife has terrible problems with insomnia. She's up 3, 4, 5, 6 times a night. Can your guest recommend some cell salts she could try?
No. What are the problems?
Insomnia. Can't sleep.
What's that?
She doesn't sleep well. Keeps waking up.
Oh. Huh. She doesn't sleep well.
Yeah, right.
If she has problems to get to sleep when she goes to bed, and she cannot fall asleep.
Yeah.
It could be number two.
Mm-hmm.
Kalkfoss. If she wakes up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the night,
mm-hmm.
If she wakes up when we have full moon, do you use this term?
Sure.
When
the
full moon. Problems. Some people have problems when there is full moon. It's also number two, Kalkfoss.
Mm-hmm.
They can help. And sometimes number eight, magnesium phos, can help too.
And you do the same.
But every other mineral can also help.
Could have, yeah.
If you have problems to sleep, and that's why the facial diagnosis is very important to help.
Sure, sure. And you do the same, maybe 10 a day with those for his wife?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
10 a day.
Yes.
It's always a good thing, yeah. Okay.
Or you can take it, you take 5 or 10 tablets before you go to sleep into a cup of water and drink it before you go to bed.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see here. Which cell salts, here's an email for you, are recommended for regenerating the health of the adrenal glands? The adrenal glands?
Yes, I know. The adrenal glands. Well, the glandular system needs almost three mineral salts. The first one is number five, Kalimur. And the second important one could be number eight, magnesium phos. And the third one could be number two, kalkfos.
For the glands, for the glandular system.
Yes, for all the glands.
Okay.
And also, what glands did you ask?
Adrenal glands. Adrenal glands.
Yes, adrenal glands too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Some of these are very complicated here. Hold on. Here's an email for you. Hello, Frederick. I'm 63 and trying to remineralize my teeth. I don't know much about cell salts. Could you give some ideas for the best dosages and frequency for remineralization of the teeth?
Yes, that's the most important mineral is number two, kalkfos.
Number two.
And number one, kalk fluoride.
Number one and two for the teeth. Huh?
Yes.
Hmm.
The most important is number two.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it can also be number nine, natrium moor, and also, did I mention number eight, magnesium phos?
Not for the teeth yet, but that's one. Huh?
No, but it could also be good for the teeth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Here's Paul. He's in the UK over by you. He could come visit you. He's in the UK, but he's not. So he wants to know, what are some of the best cell salts to rebuild the nervous system?
Oh, all of the minerals,
mm-hmm.
all of the minerals, and there it would be very good to make a facial diagnosis. But number two is very, very important to calm down the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Also number eight, number two, kalkfos, number eight, magnesium phosphoricum, and number 12, silica. And also, we shouldn't forget Kalifos. It's number 6.
Okay.
And in some cases, also number 9, natrium moor.
Sounds like we need a lot of these things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we have no idea on this bioplasma, right? You looked at it, and but just looking at I guess it couldn't hurt to take these, right? Couldn't hurt.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's not harmful.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But I didn't try it.
I understand.
Just try it by your own and look what happens.
Have you had patients that have been really terribly sick that got well just with using these cell salts?
Yes.
Really?
A lot of patients.
A lot of, over how many? How many years have you been doing this?
Pardon?
How many?
How many years?
Yeah.
I have my practice since 1990. It's now 27 years.
Wow.
And I'm working. I started my education with the facial diagnostics in 1973. It's 44 years ago.
73. My goodness. 44 years. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Do you look at your own face so you know what to take?
Yes.
Do you? Okay.
But I, my own face is the most problematic face in the world, and I prefer that another person, is going to make a facial diagnosis to me.
Really. Here's a good email. Is there anyone in the U.S. that does the facial diagnosis like Mr. Depke does?
No, not at the moment.
Really?
Not at the moment. There was a lady in Canada, but she doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in Ontario, I think, but not in the U.S.
Really? So we should get
not you... at the moment. We had some persons in the U.S. in California, but they died in the meantime.
Uh-huh. Maybe you should just take a trip to Texas, and we could have a bunch of people. You could read their face and do their diagnosis, and then teach this to them or something.
I could do that.
Well, yes. We should do that. That'd be great fun. You could come to Texas. Ever been to Texas?
Why not?
Yeah, come. Yeah, we could probably get a bunch of people. We should work on that. We'll work on that. What about different pains in the joints? Here's somebody wants to know about cell salts and knee injuries and joint pain and things like that.
Well, it depends on the pain. There are different kind of pain in the joints, but the most important mineral for the joint is number 9, natrium moor, and then it's to rebuild. The synovia, I think it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the most important mineral. And for the pain, for joint pain, if it is pain with what comes from an inflammation, we always need the 3 salts for mineral cell salts for inflammation. That's number 4, ferrum phos, number 5, kali moor, and number 6, kali salve, number 7, kali salve.
Okay. Here's an email for you, Frederick. It says, there are facial charts that show different areas of the face that correspond to the organs in the body.
Are these good indication? Are these good indications where maybe the problems lie in the body?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes. I would say yes.
Yeah, you can see. You can. There's a lot of charts out there. Chinese medicine.
But for me, it's not. It's important to see the problem of the organs or the area in the organism, because the facial diagnosis is a diagnosis not to find out what area has a disease or has a problem. The facial diagnosis just looks for the deficiency, and the deficiency can lead or will lead to symptoms or illness if the deficiency exists for a long time. And if we eliminate the deficiency by replenishment, then it will appear again. And facial diagnostics can be seen as a preventative measure because it eliminates deficiency at early stage.
Uh-huh.
And thus preempt the outbreak of an illness. And this is the important fact, I think, for us. And we don't need to wait until a disease starts in an organism. We can work earlier, before, and this is preventative.
Yes, well done. An email, a listener sent us a website. It's SchuslerCellSalts.com. And it's got different facial diagnosis and different cell salts. Have you ever seen this?
No, not yet.
I'll send this to you. To you and take a look at it and let me know what you think. We might, if this is good information, we could put this on your show page and people could have a little bit of something they could look at. So I'll send this to you, Frederick, and if you let me know if you think it's worthy, we'll publish it, okay?
Thank you.
Got a couple more, then we'll let you go. This is from Stephanie. She says, if one has a methylation problem with heavy metals intoxication, what salts would be good? Are you familiar with the methylation problem?
Yes. There are many people with these problems.
Yeah.
The most important mineral is number 9, natrium moor.
Number 9.
And number 4, Kali moor.
Okay.
Number 5, pardon. I always use the German numbers.
Okay. Number 9 and number 5.
Number 9 and number 5, yes.
For methylation.
Yes.
People with methylation. That'd be good. And would they take 10 a day?
Yes.
Okay. 10 a day, split. Maybe 3 times a day, something like that.
No, once a day.
Oh, once a day. Just go ahead and put them up.
Yes, not 3 times a day. Each of the both minerals, 10 a day.
Okay.
Altogether. 9
for methylation. Now, so to be clear, you had recommended maybe everyone could do well by doing 2, 5, 7, and 8, 10 a day. Would they take it all at once or split up?
They split up.
Okay, split. Okay.
You should split up it all over the day to.
But on the methylation, you just go ahead and take them once a day.
You should also split it over the day.
Oh, okay, that's. Oh, I misunderstood. Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good. Gotta get one more here. Can Mr. Depke talk a bit about the different brands that are available in Germany, and maybe how the U.S. audience might be able to import some? Well, that's a good question. You don't have experience with Highland, so it's difficult for you to comment exactly on their quality, right? On what they do and how they make it. Yeah. So
I never tested it.
Never tested
it. And And there are different brands in Germany and or in the German-speaking world, in Switzerland, in Austria, mm-hmm. and there are different qualities. But there are some companies with very good quality of Schüssler salt.
Right. Can you recommend any brands and people if they wanted to try to find those? What's your favorite brands? And let's go ahead and get them, maybe, because people, we have listeners in Europe, maybe they want to try to get some.
Live in the EU.
Yeah, we have people
in
the
EU. It's easy to get it from Germany then. Well, there are two brands.
Okay.
One is Orthim, O-R-T-H-I-M.
O-R-T-H-I-M, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And the other one is Pflüger. It's P-F-L-U, normally written with a U with two dots on top of it,
mm-hmm.
But you can also write it U-E. P-F-L-U-E-G-E-R.
Okay. Those are your two favorite brands.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because we do have listeners over.
And both are from Germany.
Uh-huh. And do they have come in 12, like 1 through 12?
Yes.
Huh.
But the numbers are different.
Oh, they're different.
Yes, they are different. Because... Schüssler took number. It's counted in the alphabetic order.
Oh.
And when Schüssler took off Kalksalf, number four was number three. Then Ferrum Fos. That's why we have different numbers, and it's not only in the English-speaking world, it's also in the French-speaking world, and I think in the Spanish-speaking world too, and in all German-speaking countries, the numbers are different from the others.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, they do have the actual names on those, so people could figure it out, right? If they're going by
and
the numbers.
In Germany, we only use the Latin names.
Uh-huh.
Of the Schüssler cell salt. When you go to my website, you can find them, the names and the numbers.
Okay. And that's facial-diagnosis.net.
Facial-diagnosis.net.
.net. And if somebody is in Europe listening and they want to come visit or even come from the United States. You have patients that come from the United States sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How often do they come?
well, not so often because it's far away.
Yes.
Some people only come once.
Yeah.
In their life.
Uh huh.
And others are often here.
More often, yeah.
More often, yes.
And somebody could contact you through your website if they wanted to come and visit. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frederick, you're a nice man.
They can call me by telephone.
Yeah. And you have your telephone number on there.
Or can write an email or take the contact form of my website and get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great fun talking to you. We learned a lot here, so we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for being here. And we'll keep in touch, and maybe we can figure out how to bring you over here sometime, and that'd be great fun. Everybody could get their
face.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
And thank you for your help to translate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
For me to understand it easier.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. You have a nice evening. I know it's
getting time for bed there, right?
Yes. No, it's 6:30. In 5 minutes. Yeah. It's the sun is shining, and I will go out, and I want to get some fresh air now.
Yeah.
And it's a warm summer day.
Well, you did a great job there. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Man, was that fun? Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Open phones. Man, I'm hungry.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.